This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, know who's taking you home, home, and loving you so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no. Who's taking you home, home, loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah. I see, but don't believe it. Even in my head, just in my bed, maybe I'm just a fool.
Extra music in your ears. It's not fake music, it's real music. 7 half of the hour on the Monday, November 28th DJV experience with Doug, Jenna, and Victoria. We have a sort of theme through this program, and the essence of the theme, we can wrap ourselves around two or three different stories probably a day that are built on incorrect information. Some people call it fake news. There was a lot of fake news on Facebook during the election. And maybe there's been, it was the first time I remember us calling attention to it, but maybe there was fake news all along on Facebook. Do you, either of you have an opinion on that? Facebook and fake news. How do the two go together?
Well, I think there has. Well, so much so that I was reading something over the weekend about major news outlets, ABC, NBC, you know, things like that. They also were victim to believing that fake stories were real. And a lot of fake stories that got passed around, you know, had some pretty misleading, scary stuff in it. So.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to where information goes. This whole conversation has started around a conversation that I had with my family at Thanksgiving, talking about where people get their news. My son used to get his from The Daily Show when Jon Stewart did it. He doesn't have any use for the guy that does it now, and I think that's been the case. You see, the ratings are pretty much folded on that show. But there was always an edge to it. And we thought that of MSNBC, and we thought that of Fox. And now we think it of almost all. I mean, look at the New York Times. And they're all but apologizing for the coverage during the election, the slanted viewpoint of their coverage. It wasn't news. It was. It wasn't objective. It was subjective. The Washington Post, if you like a left of center slant, is also a great place to go to get the news from their point of view. Huffington Post got pretty embarrassing. I like their women's
Post.
I like their women's, the way they talk about women's issues.
Yeah.
But this is there's a lot of hate stuff there.
Well, do you remember what happened with them? And let me just say it again for those Huffington Post people listening. They wouldn't put President-elect Trump in the political news section in HuffPo. They would only put him in the entertainment section for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's their, you know, that's the deal. So,
but that's
they
bad perpetu- when the guy becomes president. Yeah, they made him entertaining. I don't know.
This go back to Drudge? Was Drudge before Fox? I think Drudge was before Fox, and still.
I think it was kind of. I mean, Fox has been around for 20 years. Drudge broke the story in 1994 about Bill Clinton? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Anyway, this stuff is disgraceful, and is it the? Will it cause the demise of some of the talk radio programs? I think if they're entertaining, it isn't. It doesn't make a difference. I say that advisedly. Because there is the audience is there that wants to have something that they like listening to. I often equate it to listening to country music, AC music, oldies. You're going to nose around the radio till you find that which you want musically. And that may be said for The same kind of thing with talk. You know, you listen until you find something that you agree with. It isn't more stimulating. You know, you hear at least, oh, more stimulating talk radio. Nah, it's not more stimulating. It just makes you feel good. Because people don't want to be challenged as much. And that's the danger in a democracy. We have accepted real news. Although, I'm beginning to get the drift. I don't know how many of you might agree with me. Do you think Fox is moving to the center a little bit? Does it feel like Fox?
You know, the thing that Fox gets a bad rap for is that people judge them on their opinion shows. I think some of their news reporting with, like, Brett Baer and Shepard Smith, some of the best news reporting that you can find on TV. It's very, I mean, I don't even know what the views are of Brett Baer and Shepard Smith. Mm. But, I mean, you can actually get a newscast from them. It's when people judge them because they're watching O'Reilly or they're watching Sean Hannity. Those are opinion shows. I mean, the same thing happens on MSNBC is that you can't watch Rachel Maddow and think that this is what MSNBC is all about. You kind of have to judge them on their news shows. And I would say Fox does a pretty good job. And I switch between all three, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, just because I like to see what's going on. But
I don't watch any of them.
I don't watch any of them. I haven't seen a news program in so long.
Okay, but that brings us around to where you get yours from then. I use the contemporary and the news sites on my 14 or 15 I've got The Guardian, I have NBC, I have a couple of local newspapers, I have ABC, I have CBS, I have Reuters, CNN, Fox, and, some other, the sort of BuzzFeed stuff, TMZ, Forbes magazine, that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I use all those sources as well, just the digital versions.
But how do we know what's right there? Yeah, that's the thing that I question now. I have strong opinions, and you do as well, based on what my heart tells me is right in my head. But sometimes I've been proven wrong. I've sounded foolish on the air. I know it's heaven forbid, but I have on occasion said things that were just wrong and sounded foolish.
Yeah, it's hard. I think the best that you can really do is just try to go to a bunch of different news sites like you do and ones from different sides of the aisle and read both of the stories and try and come up with an opinion that's somewhere in the middle.
Yep. Well, that's the thing with social media. Everybody likes to kind of, you know, crap all over social media, but it's, you know, the word media is in it. It's a new form of media, and it's a new form of reporting. And so I follow hashtags. If I'm looking at a story like the Dakota Access Pipeline, the protesting, so you can look at the official Twitter feed of the No Dapple, or you can look at, you know, you can also then follow all the hashtags and see people's actual on the site pictures of what's happening. And so if you blend the two, that's pretty much over the last 10 years, that's kind of how I've gotten all of my news.
The news snobs would tell you, the people that went to the Columbia School of Journalism, et cetera, they would say, you're not trained, Victoria. Those people are not trained to look for the real story behind the story. So how do you know you're not getting something that's whitewashed? And I say to those people, what, do you think everybody is stupid? You don't think anybody can figure this? You have to be trained in how to be a journalist? Baloney. That's just a load of...
I just think a lot of times people get our news, we get our news in headlines, and so if they, you know...
Bites.
If you see 140 characters giving you a news story, well, maybe you need to read past that to actually get what's really going on. I mean, you can't live your life by headlines, and I think that's the one danger of social media. It may get you thinking, and it may, if you actually follow the links, you can find yourself in a good spot. But a lot of times, I think people just pick up the headlines.
Man does not live by links alone.
Man-eating tiger? What is it? How does that headline go?
Man-eating tiger.
And it's a man-eating a tiger.
Right.
I am always amazed, though, by so many people. I have a couple friends on Facebook who always post links. And then I'll see them having a conversation, and someone will ask a question, and they'll be like, oh, I didn't actually read the article. I was just saving it for later.
I just posted the link.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Because it's not just, you know, they might be saving it for later, but people are seeing that headline and also telling that to their friends, and I just think it's a little bit dangerous to spread news like that.
Yeah. I think one of the stories that I find most interesting from that department is the recount story, whether it's Michigan or Pennsylvania. The story of Jill Stein, who never got any traction.
Yeah.
She was running.
Look at her now.
For president, and now she's all over the place. And what does that mean? I will give you one thing that I got a chuckle out of. And this is not construed to be political at all. When Trump made his claim that millions voted illegally, and that, you know, his whole focus on illegal immigration, if in fact there were millions who voted illegally, how do we know, unless you have a recount, that all of those illegals weren't voting for you?
Well, I think that's the funny thing, is that he made the case for a recount with that tweet.
Right, he made the... If he just,
well, I think that was his
somebody
response.
Somebody take his phone away from him.
No. Actually, that one's not a bad one, because here's what he meant. Jill Stein said, hey, I want a recount for Hillary Clinton, which was bizarre, by the way. And so Donald Trump says, look, hey, if you want to do a recount, you're going to find I won the popular vote, too, because there was a lot of voter fraud that prevented me from winning the popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
That was what that was all about.
Yeah, well, I found it amusing. Anyway, and you know,
I just find it amusing. If Trump had asked for a recount, if he had lost, all hell would have broken loose. And now, 3 weeks after a confession speech, we're recounting votes again. It's like, come on, people. Well, he okay.
Before the voting even happened, though, he already said it was rigged. And
I know,
he was not
going
to accept the result.
It.
So
right.
I think people would have expected him to demand a recount. I don't think that would have been shocking to anyone if he had
lost. It's rigged, I tell you. It's rigged. All right, there was an incident on a Delta plane over the weekend. Delta apologized for not removing a passenger from a flight who professed his support for Donald Trump and insulted those people who did not.
Yeah, that was a weird story.
It really was. Posted
Why
on
do people
Facebook.
Act so nuts on planes? Like, can't you just be nuts, like, walking down the street? Why do you have to wait till an airplane?
Yeah, well, being on an airplane.
Be nuts before you get on the plane so people can prevent you from getting on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot
of
video.
There was actually a scary story. Speaking of flight news, and I know you love it, Dougie, because you're our aviation expert. Mm-hmm. But there was a flight coming from Dallas to Las Vegas that one of the engines erupted in flames. They had to do an emergency landing just now.
Yeah, there's a there are all kind. You can find a lot of reasons to scare people. I don't find that, you know, that stuff is
The good
so
news
weird.
Is they were all okay, though. I mean, when you think about how awful it is to think about an engine erupting, I mean, it's kind of cool that they were able to land everybody safely. And, you know, obviously you're probably a little scared, but good for them.
Being scared or good for them?
No, good for them for being okay and good for the flight crew for maintaining everyone's safety. I mean, that's
right.
No joke.
No joke. Yeah. Jennifer Horn is no joke. Victoria Keelan is no joke. Doug Steffen, 19 past the hour on DJV.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who.
Ho, ho, ho!
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
This is Ben.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Santa Claus come, it's almost day. Santa Claus come, it's almost day. Chickens crow till midnight.
Hi, time for us to day. As we often, I'm here to open up your mind. I would like you to exercise your curiosity. I would like you to gain the courage to seek out new paths, explore more challenging ideas. That's what this program is all about. And it holds for music. What's your world view about music? I will tell you, since Victoria and Kara have been around, my ideas of music and my world view of music, especially what is around right now, has been opened extensively, broadly, and positively influenced. And I thank you both for doing that, because it's very helpful for me to sound like, you know, I'm not interested in sounding like I'm clueless, even though once in a while I do.
Well, I've learned so much about country music from Jennifer, so we're all sharing the love.
Hail, hail, the gang is all here. Okay, so New Music Monday, we have 3 tunes for you to enjoy that are brand new. This is from Acoustic Christmas, which is Neil Diamond's 6th Christmas album. It's a Christmas medley. The album features his acoustic and highly instrumented version of instrumented. Is that a good word? Yeah, it is. I was with somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was. Oh, I know. It was the concert that I went to the week before last with Jay and the Americans. And with Peter Noon.
Herman's Hermits, was it?
So yeah. One of the things that they were, the guys from Jay and the Americans, they were so successful, they opened up a music store, if you will. Not a store, but a music college. And they invited new contributors to come. Now, remember, this is the 60s, mid-60s. They were encouraging new music. If you have something to contribute, they were in all the trades. Bring your product to our office, and we'll see if we can get you started. First person that walked through the door was Neil Diamond.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was discovered by Jay and the Americans. A lot of people don't know that.
That's amazing.
Look at what a fabulous career he's had. So let's listen to a little of this. All right, Kara, crank it up.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right, so that's one of the new music items for us to enjoy. A Christmas medley from Neil Diamond. Okay, next up, it's Chris Young.
Silent.
Boyz II Men in the background.
Which is an interesting mix. Country meets Boyz II Men.
Yeah, I like that.
This is from the new album called It Must Be Christmas. Chris from Tennessee. Is on Nashville Star, which is sort of their focus, the narrow focus on country singing.
So was Miranda Lambert.
Was she? There was a song, actually, I'm trying to remember back.
Yeah, Casey Musgraves, who we had on last week, was also on it. She has a new album with Willie Nelson for Christmas.
All right, Carol, you're good at this. Quickly going to look up Chris DeYoung, because there was, I think he was an English singer, 70s, 80s. See if you can find something. Chris DeYoung. When I first saw that, I think, oh, I wonder if this is Chris DeYoung coming back again. Chris, but he was known as Chris DeYoung. All right, so while we're doing that, let's pay attention to Sarah McLachlan. And it's from a new Christmas CD called Wonderland, fifth Christmas album. She recently appeared on the float during Thanksgiving, Macy's Day Parade. She released the single Long Goodbye in August. Remember that?
Yeah, she's kind of been absent for, it seems like, for a while.
This is her version of Let It Snow from the CD Wonderland. You crank this up. She's a fun guy. Nice rap. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. 28 past the hour. Finally kiss goodnight. I hate
going out in the storm. I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, children in schools across the nation are learning about how the first pilgrims relied on Native Americans to survive their first year. The members of tribes indigenous to this land taught the new settlers many things, including how to grow food and identify toxic plants. Today, there's still a lot we can learn from Native American tribes. Did you know that there are about 150 tribal courts across the United States? Unlike state and federal courts that use an adversarial system to resolve disputes, many tribal courts use a different approach. Legal experts describe it as a holistic philosophy that focuses not just on punishment and providing victims with payment, but on bringing harmony and peace to the community. Let's be fair. In recent years, U.S. courts have actually adopted some of this philosophy by promoting alternatives to litigation, like mediation and arbitration. This Thanksgiving, learn how alternative dispute resolution often leaves people thankful they ditched their lawsuit and tried something new. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria. I could just say Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, and we'd be A-OK. I want to once again shout out to Luann Picklap, who lives in Danville, Illinois, who last Friday won the HP laptop computer for herself in a nice conversation. Very sweet lady and devoted listener. Was happy to be up, especially because she got herself an HP laptop. Those things are worth, what, $1,000, $1,200? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's a great deal. Fun. Yeah. You know what? How fun. You just wake up one morning and you end the day with the laptop. That's pretty cool. Not and a it's a very deal. Pretty laptop, too. It's worth
it.
Blue, you said. It's very stylish. Laptop. Yes.
All right, let's talk about LeBron James showing Ohio pride in a big way this weekend.
Ohio is just like where it's at for sports.
Taking
right
in
now.
Every little bit of
politics,
his,
sports, everything happens in Ohio.
First Ohio State University versus Michigan football game. He shared it with all of his teammates, the boys. And I get a kick out of this because he's the new LBJ. You realize, right? LeBron James is the new LBJ.
Right. Yep. I see what you did.
Oh, right. You saw what I did there? Yes, thank you very much. They went to the game. He and some of his pals from the Cavaliers went to the game in Ohio State gear, and some of the some of the players had on some of his, they were wearing his cleats. He has custom-made cleats.
Yeah, he had, I didn't
He's
even
got
know.
Big feet?
Well, they weren't, I mean, his, they, it's his design.
Oh.
They weren't
not
his
for him,
actual
but
shoes.
He designed it. Oh, okay, I got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a line, I don't know if it's Nike or if it's Adidas, but he has a line of shoes, and he makes cleats, and so the Ohio State football players all wear LeBron James cleats.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought them luck, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
More so than
Michigan, yeah.
Kaepernicky and his
he's Kaepernick. Yeah, he's just useless.
Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick.
Why? Call him what?
Colin Kaepernick.
Why should I call him Kaepernick? I like calling him Kaepernicky.
Oh, good Lord. Right. Wait, because no one knows who you're talking about.
Of course they know who
us,
I'm talking about.
They don't
about.
Know who Kaepernicky is. They're yeah, like, who's this Kaepernicky? Are we
yeah,
missing out?
That's true.
Checking the sports page. Come on.
Are you chastising me?
Maybe.
Really?
I could never chastise you, Dougie.
My goodness.
I mean, I could.
All right, the Dodgers, Jennifer,
I love
under
that.
A mandate to cut their spending, they spent $1 billion on player payroll the first 4 years of the Guggenheim baseball management, the mandate to reduce debt in order to conform to Major League Baseball rules now is the mantra. They have to reduce payroll for the second year, cutting from $300 million to $200 million. So who gets most of the dough? Who's the biggest, who's the highest paid player in the Dodgers?
Oh, gosh, probably Clayton Kershaw, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. And so how will that affect how they play? Isn't that
well,
one of the things that people talk about? With
not well,
to
it's
the
usually
Celtics,
the pattern.
I mean, with regard to the yeah. Yankees and the Red Sox, they spend all this money buying all these players. They do well because they buy all the best players. Is that
yeah.
fair?
Sometimes, but look at the Cubs, who had an amazing season, and they have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is so
like
much of it.
Teams,
it's chemistry. Yeah. I mean, chemistry is true in relationships, in work relationships like we have here, in mm-hmm. sports. I mean, if you don't have that chemistry, you can't buy that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And,
so when
you know,
Kansas City wins, Kansas City, I think, is at the bottom end of the pay spectrum, is it not? And yet they can still win.
I mean, they still can. Clayton yeah. Kershaw, for the record, makes $32 million.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah.
Powerball, speaking of a lot of dough, Powerball winner, $420 million
oh.
in Tennessee. Winning tickets sold in Lafayette, Tennessee. 5,000 people live there. It's northeast of Nashville. 200th ticket worth $1 million or more that the Tennessee lottery was sold. See, this underscores my feeling that there's a conspiracy. The people in these Midwestern states or in low population areas are always the one that win. When's the last time somebody from New York City won $400 million? Never.
Never.
Los Angeles? Never.
Now,
San Francisco,
Trump,
Boston, Chicago? Never.
Yeah, if he says the lottery's rigged, well, then he's got my support.
Right.
I want to figure out why the lottery's rigged.
Okay.
Make America rich again. We've got yeah. to reform the lottery.
Spread the wealth.
Excuse me. Yep.
$420 million.
Jeez.
Wow.
And
in a town of 5,000 people.
Yep.
Pretty
buy
awesome.
Buy the town for that kind of dough.
Exactly.
Wasn't that was near where, remember Alec Baldwin's wife, what was her name? Kim Basinger. She mm-hmm. bought a town for $20 million.
She did.
Around there someplace, remember?
Really?
Yeah. She did. I don't know if she still has it or not, but she bought the town.
She just bought wanted it. To be known somewhere, and Hollywood wasn't working for her anymore.
No. Yeah.
All right, speaking of not working, India has decided to ban fireworks in Delhi, especially because of the air pollution. Air pollution concerns. This is the first time I've seen anything like this. The Indians haven't so far made much noise. They really don't seem to care. They didn't seem to care about a lot of this sort of thing. And because fireworks are a tradition of some of the Hindu festivals.
They love fireworks.
They do. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
16 million people in Delhi. And there's so much. When they overdo it, like you wouldn't believe. So the pollution levels are 30 times higher than what they're supposed to be.
Oh.
And so they've decided that all the fireworks sales and they're not going to sell anything for the next 3 or 4 months while they study the harmful effects of fireworks. I don't know that we have anything that's that bad here.
No.
Do we? No.
It's
the 4th of July, but they usually, if you go to the cities, they usually have the fireworks out on barges in the middle of a river or in the middle of, like in Boston Harbor, they have them. But yeah,
depending on the way the wind blows, with in New York City where I am, they alternate on the Hudson and the East River, so it goes back and forth each year.
Yeah.
And they're always fighting about that. But depending on which way the wind blows, because Manhattan's very narrow, you really get a face full of smoke. So I can't imagine being in Delhi where it's fireworks seems like it's every day. It's a lot.
Yep. We, my sister decided she was going to have her husband, Bruce, put up one of those Japanese, what did you, we talked about
the Japanese lanterns.
Lanterns, yeah. Light them on the bottom. The you get enough heat to raise the lantern, make a wish, and it goes up into the sky and you hope it will go away.
Yeah, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, except when it lands on your next door neighbor's roof.
Here we call it a firebomb.
Right. The truth is, I've never thought about where they land. Yeah, I just thought that they... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like a balloon. Where does it go?
Aren't they supposed to, like, burn out in the atmosphere? Isn't that, I mean, you would imagine the waste, like, from the lantern itself would be annoying, but the fire shouldn't be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
should it?
I think it was a little concerning. I left.
I'd be a little. Trust me, if in Sunland someone was busting out some of those lanterns, I'd be a little nervous.
You know. Doug, were you driving the getaway car? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
The getaway tractor.
People, I don't know who these people are. In a moment, we're going to meet a gentleman who is going to help you understand. If you're trying to figure out where to go, this is a Medicare sign-up time between now and the end of the year. And it's something that happens every year at this time. So if you're looking to try to figure out where to go or whether or not to stay where you are, we'll have a few tips and suggestions from that department just a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now 45 after the hour. We're joined now by Mark L. Tawil, who works with a company that has to be considered one of the leaders when it comes to health care. Seniors or otherwise, and because of his background working with Humana, there are lots of questions he can answer for us. Those of you who are concerned about the Medicare choices that you may have, I've never, Mark, welcome. First thing I've never really understood, and this is not probably from your wheelhouse, but why they limit the so-called election for October, November, December every year instead of just letting people make choices when they want to. Do you understand why it is sort of cornered in this part of the year?
Yes, well, thanks for having me on, Doug. I appreciate you giving me some time to speak about what's going on with Medicare right now. And yes, as you referenced, this is what's known as the annual election period. This is the time of year when people do need to make choices for their coverage for next year, and that election period ends December 7th. So for most people, they need to make a decision about what their coverage will be for next year before December 7th.
Why is it just as a curiosity? Why do you know why they limit it to this period instead of just having it open all year long? Wouldn't that be better for
everybody? Plans change every year.
Yeah.
So as plans make their changes for every year, then that gives consumers, you know, people with Medicare, an opportunity to evaluate what their needs are and make a decision that will best fit their needs for the coming year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about the questions that people ought to be considering when it comes to selecting the various Medicare programs. What's the smart question that people who are looking to change should be asking?
One thing everybody needs to remember if you have Medicare is that Medicare does not cover prescription drugs, and that can be a very expensive part of your health costs in any given year. So you do want to make sure that you understand what your prescription drug plan is and evaluate that plan. So you can either buy a prescription drug plan directly, like Humana offers one that's in partnership with Walmart across the country. That's a low monthly premium of $17. And then once you evaluate what your prescription drug needs are and what those costs will be, determine whether you have other health needs that would require additional coverage beyond what traditional Medicare would cover. And if so, then you could shop for what's known as a Medicare Advantage plan, many of which also include prescription drug plans are available for low monthly premiums, sometimes as low as $0.
Does that put Medicare A, B, C, and D? And I never understood. There's one of those, and I think it's C, that I don't understand. And I wonder if most people who sign up for it, and is this Advantage plan you're talking about sort of a combo of all of them together? What is this?
Yes, that's exactly right. Parts A and B are what is covered under traditional Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
That covers your hospital and your physician costs under the traditional Medicare program. Part C is the program under which Medicare Advantage plans are offered, and those oftentimes include additional coverage that's not available under traditional Medicare.
Okay, so that's where the Advantage would apply to C then, is like alphabet C.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. So what does this do? I've always asked about prevention. We've got about a minute left here. Is there anything in here that people should be aware of? Is there any enhancement to any of these programs that offers people a better plan if they try to prevent disease or getting sick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Most Medicare Advantage plans offer coverage that goes well beyond what traditional Medicare offers and includes things like health coaching or a nurse line may generally include your prescription drug plan coverage, may include gym memberships and reward programs. And so there's many additional benefits that are available under Medicare Advantage plans that consumers can evaluate.
That makes nothing but sense. I want to underscore, if you want some more information, go to Humana, HUMANA-Medicare.com. And there's also plenty of information, obviously, online at Medicare.gov. Thank you, Mark L. Tawil from Humana here, talking about the choices you have. It's 10 before the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
air experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Now this is a song I can recognize, Chucker. Not always do I get the theme music that he wants to talk about what we bring him in with. Chuck Curry is our movie man, and this is Movie News, music from the Breakfast Club. All right, let's crack this up, Curry.
Tell me your troubles now.
Alright, so, what do we have that we're putting together with this song for our thought process, Chuck?
It's Judd Nelson's birthday today, 58 years of age.
He hasn't done, what's he doing? He hasn't done much recently, has he?
He looks pretty good for his age.
Okay, what's he doing?
Anything? I don't know. You know, that's a good question. I always wonder, you know, actors like Judd Nelson, do they make a living just off acting, or does he have to do something else to supplement his acting career at this stage in the game? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
I heard that he ran a rifle range.
Really?
No.
That's such a random thing to pick a lie about. Runs a hot dog stand. Okay.
But I will say, I'll say one thing. With all these conventions around the country, a lot of these actors can sign autographs to make a pretty nifty living. There's so much of a fan base that's willing to pay anywhere between $25 and $100
especially
for an autograph.
John Hughes movies, there's all kinds of support for that kind of stuff.
Sure is.
Wow. Well, yeah. Here's an update on Judd Nelson. He did 3 episodes of Empire last year, so he's actually still acting, and that's a hugely popular show.
Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, Chucker has weekend box office totals for us. See what movie did well. He went to a movie. He's going to give you a review on that just around the corner here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two. What brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 4242. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 4242.
Temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
All right, Chuck, our weekend box office totals, what was the winner?
It was Disney's animated, I believe it's Moana, with the voice and likeness of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Boy, that guy could do no wrong. The film did $81 million since opening on Wednesday. The Harry Potter spinoff, Fantastic Beasts, placed second, $45 million over the three-day weekend, $156 million in 2 weeks, $474 million worldwide. Marvel's Doctor Strange, 13.4, $205 million in 4 weeks, $600 million, Doug, worldwide. Robert Zemeckis' new film, Allied, with Brad Pitt, $18 million since Wednesday, somewhat of an underperformer, and The Arrival ran out the top five. One other big news, Warren Beatty's Rules Don't Apply, a $25 million project that he's worked on for the last 5 years, just $2 million on over 2,000 screens. That has to go down as one of the worst per screen averages for any movie released.
Guess I better go see it pretty quickly this week if I want to watch.
And I got a chance to see Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge, which I think is the best film I've seen all year. Andrew Garfield, who played Spider-Man in the last two Spider-Man movies, is simply awesome in this movie. The first half is a setup of his very highly likable character. The second half is mostly war action. And it's, I think, the best war film, Doug, since Saving Private Ryan. That good. Great
movie, really?
In my opinion. Yeah. Really good
it's,
film.
It's a very violent movie, but it has
is
a good story.
It is violent, but his heroics are so good that your adrenaline, my adrenaline at least, was literally flowing. And it was such a moving story and a terrific, very, very likable performance by Garfield. Vince Vaughn also is in the movie and quite good. And an actress named Teresa Palmer is excellent as his wife. So I highly recommend. I give it a 9 out of 10. That good.
Wow. That's pretty good. Chugger likes it. All right, Chuck Curry here every day at this time with his overview of what's going on in videos, DVDs, movies. He's the man in the know. 59 past the hour.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.